So over the last 2 weeks, the scripture readings have been about faith and prayer and intercession and healing, and they have not been the easiest of readings to reflect upon. If you remember the homilies from the last 2 weeks, we struggle with these readings. And I was ready to move on to something else. But I picked up the readings for this week. Guess, one more week of prayer and persistent prayer, particularly when there is much struggle around us, trying to put life and prayer and God together. I looked at the readings and I said to God, you do have a sense of humor, right? The focus of today's readings, though, is intercessory prayer. And I'm taking a very simple approach, a kind of back to the basics kind of approach. I just want to talk about three things. What is prayer? Why do we pray? And just a word on intercessory prayer. But first of all, how shall we think of prayer? What is prayer? I have always reflected on prayer from the perspective of relationships. We have all kinds of relationships. For example, family. Our relationship with family members is the closest relationships that we have. In fact, these relationships consume us, right? Our rationality, our emotions, our work, our leisure, our happiness, and our anxiety revolve around our relationships with our family members. Nothing consumes us more than that. And then there are other relationships. Friends, acquaintances, colleagues, neighbors, our doctor, the attorney. We have all these relationships. Within the spectrum of these relationships, from family to, say, the attorney, where does God fit in? What kind of a relationship is it that we have with God? Is God family? Is God a friend? Or is God like an attorney to whom we go when we need help? Perhaps God is closer and dearer than all these relationships, maybe even closer than our familial relationships. Or maybe God is in a completely different league, creator, Savior, Redeemer. I guess the point that I'm trying to make is that our prayer will depend on how we imagine our relationship with God. Remember Jesus? When he taught his disciples to pray, he said, pray, Abba. God is like family. And so our prayer will depend on how we imagine our relationship with God. If God is like a judge, if God is like an attorney, then our prayer will be constant pleading. If God is a friend, then prayer will be a conversation. If God is family, then prayer will be life. It is obvious that Jesus' understanding of his relationship with God as Father affected or influenced how he carried on his spiritual life, or all his life. So this week, I'm asking you to reflect on this, on the simple question, who is God for you? How do you imagine that relationship? And then what does that mean for your life, your spirituality, your prayer? So that's the first thing. Secondly, just a few questions. How many of you pray every day? Okay, good. You have a very prayerful community. Okay. How many of you pray at least twice every day? How many of you pray more than twice every day? Some people are in prayer all day. It's a constant conversation. They're talking in their car, they're talking when they go to work, they're talking when they leave work, they're talking when they're doing dishes, they're talking when they're doing laundry. It's like they don't have to have time spent in prayer. It's like all of day is this conversation. Sometimes you fight with God, sometimes you plead with God, sometimes you thank God, right? Okay, put all of these things aside, but the real question is, why do we do that? Why do we pray? Is it because we are afraid if we don't pray we'll go to hell? Really, why do you pray? What is prayer for you an expression of? As a pastor, for me, one of the things that I do is that I pray and intercede for all the people who ask me to pray for them. It's like Moses in today's first reading. I think part of my priestly role is to stand in the gaps, to intercede for the people that I serve. It's one of my responsibilities. So being an intercessor and standing between God and the people is my role. But in my personal life, I'm not an interceder. I never pray for myself. I rarely pray for myself. Prayer for me is an expression of my love for God. Prayer for me is allowing God to be God in my life. There are many things around me that doesn't go like I wanted, but simply, prayer for me at that moment is allowing God to be God. Prayer for me is being who I am in God's presence. I do not pray because I need things from God. I pray because I need God. So my question to you is very similar to my first question. Think about yourself deeply. Why is it that you pray? And the answer to that question will tell you a lot about you and your relationship with God. Perhaps much also about your spirituality. Good question to think about. Why do I pray? And thirdly, intercessory prayer. What does it accomplish? When we pray, does really God change God's mind about things? Does God really send lightning or move the mulberry tree? Remember the mulberry tree? Most of the time when we pray intercessory prayer, it is our attempt to influence God. Dear God, here is somebody that is hurting. Could you please help this person? Like Charlie, we all want to pray for Charlie today. We're trying to influence God to intervene on Charlie's behalf. Most of the time we think that intercessory prayer is about trying to ask for God's intervention, to influence God, perhaps even to change God's mind. However, in reality, intercessory prayer doesn't change God as much as it changes us. There are two examples in today's reading. So the first reading, as long as Moses had his hand lifted up, the Israelites were winning the battle. That's kind of a comical scene that you read in that. The moment Moses' hand goes down, Israel began to lose. So he had people help him hold his hand up. And he held his hand up till Israel won the battle. Right? Now, we can easily interpret this to mean that Abraham was trying to influence God, but in reality, through prayer, by keeping his hands raised up, Moses learned to depend on God. It was Moses that changed, not as much God. Yes, finally, Moses' intention is fulfilled, but Moses was learning to be persistent, to persevere in prayer. It's the same thing with the widow. This widow kept going to the judge again and again and again. The widow was learning something. The widow was learning the meaning of persistence. Prayer does not always change things. But it certainly does change us. There are many times in my own life when I have wanted things to change, but I realized that ultimately it was I who changed. So when you pray for yourself or others, remember that God is trying to do something in you. God is trying to accomplish something in you. Prayer is not only about God and others. Prayer is about God and myself. So three questions for us to think about this week, huh? How do we imagine our relationship with God? Who is God for you? Secondly, why? Why do we pray? And thirdly, when you pray, ask yourself this question. What is God trying to accomplish in me? So let me conclude with this. We learn from Jesus how to pray. Jesus taught us to call God Father. So that's a very deep relationship. But then he also teaches us to depend on God. Give us this day our daily bread. But then he also teaches that prayer changes us. Forgive us our sins as we forgive. So God changes us to be more forgiving people. That prayer, the Our Father, is a great way to pray. It's a great relationship to have with God as Father. But then, this Eucharist is also a prayer. This is the prayer of Jesus. When we celebrate the Eucharist, we are uniting ourselves with the prayer of Jesus. So tonight, as we hear for this Eucharistic celebration, Let us unite ourselves to Jesus, to his Father, who is also our Father. May this Eucharist change and transform us as well. People of God said, Amen.